Although many things can be done to prevent cows from having difficult births in calves that require resuscitation, sometimes resuscitating a calf on the farm is necessary. Dr. Claire Windier, veterinarian and professor at the University of Calgary Faculty of Veterinary Medicine, describes some ways producers can avoid having compromised calves.
Things like frequently checking calving pastures, having reasonable facilities to allow you to actually intervene with calving assistance, and not waiting too long to get involved can help you get live, vigorous calves. Generally, you should see progress for delivery every 30 minutes, and successful delivery should occur within 60 to 90 minutes after the onset of active labor. And so making sure you have a plan to make sure those calves get out and hit the ground quickly can help you make sure that you don't actually have to resuscitate those calves.
In times when calf resuscitation is necessary, Dr. Windier has some suggestions for beef producers.
So calves without a heartbeat are very rarely viable, so resuscitation in those calves is unlikely to be successful. But calves that do have a heartbeat but aren't breathing can be resuscitated in a number of different ways. Simple things like rubbing them vigorously with a towel or with straw, squirting a little bit of water into their ear using something like a washed-out ketchup or dish soap bottle, or poking the inside of their nose with straw or your fingernail or a pen can help resuscitate those calves.
And she explains why the calf recovery position is the best position to put the calf in after a difficult birth.
What we shouldn't do with those calves is hang them over gates or suspend them upside down for long periods of time. This actually makes it harder for the calf to breathe, and the fluid that you see coming out of them is actually coming from the stomach, not from the lungs like a lot of people think. So instead, we should put compromised calves on their belly in an upright position with their hind feet up near their armpits, so both lungs have equal opportunity to fill with air.
In a recent study, Dr. Windier and her team looked for ways to determine whether a newborn calf would get up and consume colostrum from their dam within 4 hours of birth, which is the ideal time for best maternal antibody absorption.
We found suckle reflex, which can be assessed easily by placing one or two fingers in the calf's mouth and seeing if that calf latches on and tries to suck, was the best predictor. So if you combine that with calving ease, it actually even gets better. So we found calves that were born as a hard pull that had a weak suckle reflex had almost 100% chance of failing to quickly consume colostrum on their own. But if they had a strong suckle reflex, it was about 50-50. So you can actually use this information along with things like what time of day it is and how busy you are to make a decision about whether or not you leave that calf alone and watch and see if it sucks or if you should intervene with colostrum administration.
For more information on calving, talk to your veterinarian or check out the Beef Cattle Research Council's website, beefresearch.ca.